Well, boys and girls, that was really good singing. And it's good to sing out about the Lord. I want you all now to really sit up and listen well. I'm going to hand now over to Andrew. I think he's going to sing some choruses, maybe a memory verse or two, and bring to us God's Word. So you really sit up, listen well, and show Andrew how well the boys and girls in Market Hill can take part. Thank you very much. We'll hand over now to Andrew.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be here tonight. I just want to start off by thanking the Reverend Porter for inviting me to come along and to share in your special Parents' Night. So we've been singing all week, haven't we? Yeah. Would you like to sing now, would you? You aren't as enthusiastic as I thought you'd be. Would you like to sing now?
Yeah.
Right. What we're going to do tonight, I know Ruth told me there that normally you just stand up and turn around, but I'm going to get you up to the front because it's your night and we need to get you up to the front. Is that all right? So we're going to sing My God Is So Big, So Strong and So Mighty. And you need to show them how to do the actions, because I bet they don't know how to do the actions. Is that all right? So we're going to get you up to the front. Okay, so come on ahead. Just take your time and come on ahead, up row by row. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. And the words will be on the screen here. And I'm going to start the music. Is that all right? Because you know what? I left my head at home tonight, because I forgot to bring my projector with me. But that's all right. We'll manage. Come on ahead. Now you're right and tall. Go you on round to the back. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. You're standing along here. That's it. Come on ahead. Even if you're a wee bit bigger and you want to come up and help, come on ahead. Come on ahead, Gareth. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. You can stand in at the back. All right. That's it. Does anybody else want to come up and help? He's all right, boys. Huh? Boys are harder to move, so they are. Boys are harder to move. I know what it's like myself. So you all know this course, yes? My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. And that teaches us about the greatness of God, isn't that right, boys and girls? And it talks about the mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing that he cannot do. Isn't that amazing to think of the God that we serve? He can do absolutely anything. And when we look out across our world, we think of his creation. Isn't that right, boys and girls? And we'll talk a bit about his creation this week, an odd time or two. And that's the God that we serve today. And he's a living God. And he's alive forevermore. I'll maybe give you a hand just to get you started. Not that that'll sound that good either, but anyway. Right. He's ready. I stand away down here. All right. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God can do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The rivers are his, the mountains are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Well, that's very good. Well, you want to sing it again? We'll get them to sing it again. Yes, right, we'll get them to sing it again. All right. Let's go. Let's really sing out this time. Is that all right? We'll give you another wee bit of volume, will we? Let's sing out. All right. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The rivers are his, the mountains are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Well done, boys and girls, that's good. Stand your ground, don't move. Oh, you're not going anywhere yet. All right, we'll sing another one, this one. And this is about a man, and he done a bit of building one time. Not block building, but timber building, way back many years ago. What was his name? Mr. Noah built an ark. And the people thought he was mad, isn't that right? Because he started to build a great boat, somewhere where there was no rivers. There'd never been rain before. But God told Noah to build an ark because God was going to send a great flood to the world. And that's exactly what God did. God always keeps his word, isn't that right, boys and girls? And we'll have some actions of this as well. So, if the parents want to join in, are they allowed to join in? Sure? Ah, sure. Right. All right, the words are coming up there. All right, remember to do the actions and sing. Mr. Noah built an ark. The people thought him such a lark. Mr. Noah pleaded so, but into the ark he would not go. Down came the rain in torrents, splish splash. Down came the rain in torrents, splish splash. Down came the rain in torrents, and only 8 were saved. The animals went in 2 by 2, the elephant, giraffe, and the kangaroo. All were safely stowed away on that great and awful day. Down came the rain in torrents, splish splash. Down came the rain in torrents, splish splash. Down came the rain in torrents, and only 8 were saved. Whenever you see a rainbow, whenever you see a rainbow, whenever you see a rainbow, remember God is love. Well done, boys and girls. Right, don't move. Oh, you're not finished yet. I'm not getting away that handy tonight. Now, all week we've been learning different memory verses. We're just going to say one memory verse tonight. And if it comes up for me here, all right, can you see that? Do you know what was wrong earlier? Mr. Porto was standing there and he couldn't see it. Well, he'd get something done with his eyes, wouldn't he? So we've been learning this verse. Can anybody tell me what book was it found in the Bible? What book? The book of Romans. Can anybody tell me the chapter? Chapter 6. And what verse? 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. The price. Isn't that what we taught you? The price that we should pay for our sin is death, is separation from God. Isn't that right, boys and girls? Isn't that what the Bible teaches? That for the day we stand before God, if we have sin in our lives, he will say, depart from me. But, I love that but. Sometimes I don't like the word but I like that one. But the gift of God is eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing to think of the gift of God is eternal life? But the only way you can get that gift is through the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder tonight, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You can try whatever way you like to get to heaven, but the Bible says Jesus is the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to try and say this. Is that okay? So I'm going to count you in, all right? After 2, 1, 2. The Bible excellent. Well done. Well, I tell you, we've done some wee things during the week. I'm going to test myself here. Maybe we should get Ruth up to do this, should we? No. Maybe I'll not put her under pressure. Okay. So during the week, we've done a wee thing with it as well. We've done ping pong, didn't we? Isn't that right? So you said one word and I said another word. Isn't that right? Well, I need to come up here to watch it as well because I need to see where my words are. I know it all right, but I'll get mixed up, maybe. Okay, so I'm going to say the first word. Is that all right? And you say the second word, and I'd say the third word, and you say, and so on and so forth. Is that okay? He's ready? I need to make sure I'm ready. All right. After 2, 1, 2. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, 4, wages, sin, death, the of is life, Jesus, our. Excellent. Well done. Think of that. Let's do it. You don't think they could do it? Well, we'll try them, will we? Well, we get them to say the first word. They'll say it along with me. I'll keep them right. Is that all right? You say the second word again. All right, after 2. 1, 2. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, 4, wages, sin, death, the of is life, Jesus, our. Excellent. Well done, boys and girls. That's really well done. You can take a seat there now. Is that okay? Just take your time. We don't want anybody couping over somebody else. Or over me, maybe. All right. Well done, boys and girls. Now, I promised you, boys and girls, that I needed a hand tonight. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Didn't I say I needed you to give me a hand tonight? Well, I've brought some things with me in my bag here tonight, so I have. And I'm going to need you to help me. But I'll tell you, I'm going to see if you can guess what I have in my bag. All right? He's ready now. And we might have to go to the adults to see if they mightn't even try going there. So wait till we see. I'm going to need to give you some clues. These were used years ago to send messages. Away before there was telephone, away before there was television or anything like that, they were used to send messages. Way back in the Reverend Porter's time. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Huh? It mightn't that far off mine either. So if you know, put your hand up. If you know, if you think you know, put your hand up. Okay, don't shout out. We'll see how many people will get their hands up before I stop giving me clues. Armies. Well, no, you know. Armies used to carry these into battle with them whenever they were going, so that other people would know which country they belonged to. Some hands have went down again. Yeah. At special occasions, you would see these. Be careful what I say here. You would see these up above buildings, special buildings, maybe at a celebration or something. There's not many adults putting their hands up. Isn't it? We'll see. We'll give you one more. If someone died, you would maybe see these only halfway up. Few more hands up. So that's the last clue I'm going to give you. If someone died, you'd maybe only see them halfway up a pole. Not, you know. Flags. Good man. You're right. Flags. I've brought some flags along with me tonight. And I need a hand with them. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you different flags, okay? And I want you to see if you can guess where these flags are from. Does that make sense? Then I'm going to give them to you. But there's rules to this. You must keep them down. Nobody waving them up or hitting anybody in front or behind you. Is that all right? Or I have to take them off you again. Now, I want you to see if you can guess where this flag comes from. And the parents need to be watching because... He's all right. The parents need to be watching because if you can't guess it, I'll have to get them to guess it. I need to remember myself. Where's this flag from? Japan. Japan. This is the Japanese flag. Do you know what this flag reminds me of? This flag reminds me of something terrible that happened many, many, many years ago. You see, many years ago when there was times of war, the Japanese sent their bombers over to a place called Pearl Harbor. And they let lots of bombs off and it come down into that place where in America where there was all those boats. And it blew up all those boats. And you know, boys and girls, lots of people lost their lives. Lots of boats were sunk. And that was at a time of great war. This flag, every time I see this flag, it reminds me of a time of great sadness and war when lots of people lost their lives. Okay, I'll be taking them back at the end. You're not getting them home with you. You might need them again. Now, you know, see. This is a hard one. Oh, that girl in under. Yes. Canada. This is a special flag to me. My wife's not here, so I can talk away. Do you know what this flag reminds me of? This reminds me of a happy time in my life. That's right. Because away back... Good job, she's not here. 18 or 19 years ago, 18 years ago, coming up very shortly, me and my wife got married. Me and Beulah got married. And we went to Canada for our honeymoon. And that was a wonderful time. I really enjoyed it. The only thing it reminds me of, it was really cold. Never go to Canada in November because it was really cold. And I left my coat in the hotel room in Oma. And I was too miserable to buy another one. And it was cold. But this reminds me of happy things in my life. Happy times. when I spent time with Bura, my new wife, and we had fun over there, and we seen lots of things, and we done lots of driving, and we drove from one city to another city, away up till Jasper, way up at the top of the Rockies. This flag reminds me of good times, fun times, happy memories in my life. Do you take that one? I have to warn you, you have to come up at the front now, near the end, all right? It's too late now, you have it. Okay, right. You see, this is a nice, easy flag now. This is a nice, easy, it's easy if you know where it's from. Take a look at it. Where do you think it's from? No, it's not Ireland. It's not, where do you think? Huh? It's not Germany. Oh, no, you know. Where do you think it's from? Italy. No, it's not Italy. No, man behind. No, it's not Portugal. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands down a wee minute. Keep your hands down a wee minute. I'm going to ask the parents. I'm not going to give it to them. But where do you think that flag's from? Better not put it too high. I'll give you a clue. I know you know. I'll give you a clue. There has been great war there. Where? No. There has been great war there for 12, 13 years. Where? No, not Pakistan. I'm going to tell you. Annie, tell them.
Afghanistan.
That's the Afghanistan flag. You know, boys and girls, that reminds me, again, of a time in modern day when lots of men left their homes and went overseas to fight for their country and they lost their lives. A time of great sadness again. And you know, these flags, they remind us of things all over the world when sad things happen, when there's good things happen. And lots of different flags remind us of lots of different things all over the world. But I have some other flags with me. So he's ready now. Let's see. I need my Bible for this one. Where's that flag from? Oh, that stumped us, didn't it? Do you know what this flag reminds me of, boys and girls? This flag, again, reminds me of something really sad. This flag reminds us of how God sees each and every one of us. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned. We all have broken God's law. This flag reminds me of the darkness of sin in the world. You see, everyone has broken God's law. Isn't that right, boys and girls? No, but the Bible tells us. Everyone has broken God's law. We're all born with sin. What is sin? I'm going to teach you what sin is. What do you see? Do this here with me. Sin is anything we think. Because God sees our very thoughts. Things is anything we say. God hears everything we say. And sin is anything we do. And God sees all that we do that is against God's word. That's what sin is. So can we all say that together? Sin is anything we think, say, or do that is against God's word. Is that okay? He's ready. After two. One, two. Sin is anything we think, anything we say, or anything we do that is against God's word. That is right. Sin is all the things that we do that is guilt. Some examples of sin that maybe we would do, something that we would do wrong that is against God. What would we? You might hit someone, that's not a nice thing to do. That is right. You might steal. Oh, that's right. You might steal. And it doesn't matter whether it's a whole packet of sweets or a box of sweets or just one sweet. God sees everything. What else might you do? You might break a window. That wouldn't be a good thing to do. And what if your parents told you not to break the window? Would that be obeying them or disobeying them? Disobeying them. Yes. The Bible says the fifth commandment, obey your parents. You should obey your parents. Whatever they ask you to do, you should do it. obey your parents. What else? Lie. Tell lies. Oh, that's a big one. Because sometimes, you know, it's so easy just to tell a little lie. And you think, no one has heard me. No one has seen anything I've done. No one knows that. But boys and girls, do you know what the Bible tells us in Job 21, verse 27? I know your thoughts. That's God. Knows your thoughts. He and devices, the things that you do that you wrongfully imagine against him. Remember, boys and girls and adults, God always sees our sin. God is always watching. Isn't that a scary thought? God is always watching. See, I need someone tall. I need someone tall for this here. Some of you girls at the back, take that. There you go. Someone tall between the two of you is there. Right, I have another one here. Don't worry, I need to get moving. Right, let's see. Okay. Now, make sure I've got the right colour. Right. Oh, where's that? What does that remind us of? What does it remind us of? What does it remind us of? Blood. This flag reminds us. Keep your hands down a wee minute. This flag reminds us, boys and girls, and mums and dads, of the greatest love that was ever shown to the world. The love that brought Jesus from heaven to live in this world and one day to die on the cross. That's right. To die on the cross. You see, boys and girls, when the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, his blood poured from his body. And the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there shall be no remission or forgiveness of sin. You see, the Lord Jesus was the perfect Son of God. He didn't do anything wrong. But yet he died. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you, and his love is everlasting. The greatest love that was ever shown to the world. But you see, boys and girls, when the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Bible tells us in Matthew 27, 46, verse 46, there was a great cry went from the cross. And it was this, my God, why have you forsaken me? You see, boys and girls, even God turned his back on his own Son. Why? Because he loves you. And he wants you to love him back. I wonder tonight, do you love the Lord Jesus? Have you prayed and asked him to forgive you your sin? So that you can have a home in heaven? So you can be made ready for heaven? The Lord Jesus' blood was shed for the people of the world. Why? Because he loves you with an everlasting love. You hold on to that one. Right. We're nearly there. Just a couple of go, hopefully. Right, yeah, let's see. Now. Oh. Do you know what this flag reminds me of? Keep your hands down. You know what this flag reminds me of? Where's the dark flag? Who's the dark flag? Hold it up a wee minute. Okay. These are opposite, aren't they? That's a very dark colour. This is a nice, bright, clean colour. Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the darkness of our sin taken away, hold your flag up, by the blood of the Lord Jesus. You see, boys and girls, this is how God wants to see you. Pure and clean. Living for him each and every day. Trusting in him. Do you believe that Jesus can forgive your sin and he can see you like this, ready for heaven? The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verse 39, and by him all that believe are justified. That means forgiven, made pure, made clean. The darkness of their sin taken away from all things. Are you ready? Meet God. Because it's a fact of life. One day we shall all die. That's a fact of life. And one day we will stand before God. How will he see you? Like this? Or like that? Boys and girls, will you trust in the Lord Jesus? You see, some people think today they can do whatever they like. And they're maybe very good people. And they've got a good job and they've got lots of money and they give to lots of charities. And they go to church every Sunday. And they read their Bible. And those are good things. And we should do good things. But they will never gain you entrance to heaven. The Bible says all our righteousnesses, all the good things that we can do in life, they're like dirty old rags that you would throw in the bin. They're no good for anything. They will never gain you entrance to heaven. Going to church, and you should go to church, will never gain you entrance to heaven. It is only the blood of the Lord Jesus, believing on the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you, thou, shalt be saved forever and forever. You see, we don't serve a dead Savior today. Whenever the Lord Jesus died on the cross, some of his friends came and they took him and they put him in a tomb. And they, you know what the Romans thought? They thought that was it. This man Jesus is gone. We have killed him. They were wrong. They sent soldiers to stand at the grave. And God sent an angel and he rolled that stone away. And the Lord Jesus came back to life again. And that shows us how powerful. How he can, it's powerful enough to forgive you your sin and to give you a home in heaven. He is the only one that can do that. There's no church. There's no minister. I can't do it for you. And the Reverend Porter will stand up and say, he cannot do it for you. No one can. It's only the Lord Jesus. Are you trusting in him today to forgive you your sin? Right, just a couple more to go here. A couple of quick ones. Farmers, what does that mind you of? Farmers, where's the farmers? There's a bunch of farmers in here. What does that mind you of?
Silage.
Silage, that is 100% right. Good man. Silage. Life growing. And we're coming into the time of year where everything's stopping to grow. It's not going to grow now, isn't that right? Isn't silage finished growing? That's right. There'll be no more silage. But this flag reminds us of life. Living. Growing. You see, boys and girls, whenever you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, have the darkness of your sin taken away and you're seen pure and righteous in the eyes of God, he wants you to live for him each and every day. How do you live for God? You talk to him in prayer. He's your heavenly Father, and that's what he wants you to do. You read his word, so you can learn more about him. He wants you to grow to be more like him. If you are a Christian today, do you read your Bible? Do you talk to him in prayer? Maybe before you go to school, ask God to help you and to be with you. He will, because he's a living God. And he will be with you. Christian today, are you growing in God? Or are you not growing in God? Can you hold on to that? Good man. Right, one more and that's us finished. I love this colour here, but there's a dispute in our house over this colour. So there is. So I want you to use your imagination for me. Okay? And think of something really, really special. If anybody tells me yellow... What colour is it? Gold. Good man. Give a five. Good man. That's gold. You think the same as me. My wife says it's yellow. I say it's gold. Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the most wonderful place that ever will be. A place called heaven. Heaven. Do you know what the Bible tells us? That the streets of heaven are paved with gold. See, this teaches us the perfectness of heaven. The perfectness of God. A place that there is no sin. Where God lives, and where he wants us to live. I wonder today, are you going to heaven? The only way you can get to this place is through the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting in him as your Savior. Here, I'll let you keep it. You answered the question. Right, now, I need you to do something really quickly for me. We're all right for time anyway. Let's see. Right, where's me dark flag? Come on ahead. Come on ahead. World flags as well. Come on ahead, world flags. Okay, so this is for the adults now, all right? So, come on ahead, you stand there, will you? Okay. Come on over a wee bit. Stand there. Perfect. Right. You stand here. You stand here. Here. Come on in a wee bit. There. Yep. There. And you stand here. Okay. Where's the red flag? Come on ahead. You stand here. Come on ahead. White flag. Whew. Some heat in here. Come on ahead. You stand here. Okay. I want you to stand with your flags up nice and straight. Come on ahead. Like a good man. You need to stand good and still for me, won't you? Good man, you stand here. Come on down a wee bit. Come on down a wee bit. You stand there. Hey, good man. And hold the flag straight up above your head. Stay straight. Come on ahead. Now, I have a question for the adults. I bet you they'll struggle. Do you think they'll struggle? You stand there. Hold it nice. Straight up. I want to ask you a question. What shape have we made? The cross. He's got it. I want to do a quick review of things. As God looks down from heaven, what does he see? He sees the sin of the world. He sees the sin of the world. Is this you today? Is this how God sees you? Is this where your life stops today? Is that how God sees your life? Have you ever trusted in him as your Savior? Boys and girls, have you ever trusted? Is this how God sees you today? As God looks down from heaven, does he see your sin? It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what type of background you have. It doesn't matter what you have done. God loves you, you know, with an everlasting love. But, is that how God sees you today? But you know something? I have good news for you. If that's how God sees you today, God loves you. And he loved you so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, that's an important one. He sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for you because he loves you. Do you realize that today? God loves you. He loved you so much. He sent his son to the cross. His blood was shed for you. Do you believe in him? The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. As God looks down from heaven, he sees the sin of the world. He loved you so much, he sent the Son into the world so you could have the darkness of your sin taken away. God will see you like this if you believe in him. If you pray and ask him to forgive you your sin, God will see you pure and clean with the darkness of your sin taken away for all of eternity. Is this wonderful news tonight? And then you can live for him. Hold it up like a good man. You can live for him each and every day, no matter where you go, no matter what you do. You can live for God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know one day he's coming back again? That's right. Jesus is coming back again to take his people to heaven. But you see, there's only one way to get to heaven. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get to heaven except you come by the way of the cross. Where do you stand before God tonight? Everyone wants to go to this wonderful place, but they don't want this bit here. They want to live for themselves. But you can't get here. They are not my words. They are God's words. One way God said to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. Dear friend tonight, boys and girls, how are you getting to heaven tonight? Your own way? You cannot go. God's way, you can. Through the Lord. Will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Dear adult tonight, you may think, you know, I don't have time for Jesus. One day you wish you had took time. You might think to yourself, well, I'm not a bad person, and that's good. I'm glad that you're not a bad person. But do you want to know something? Heaven is not full of good people. It's full of people who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is many people in this world and they are good, but they will never be in heaven because they're relying on themselves. They're not relying on Christ. A last question. Is everyone listening? How are you getting to heaven tonight? How are you getting to heaven tonight? There's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus. Can you see it? Can you see it? Boys and girls, can you see how to get to heaven? You must believe it. If you want to talk to us, please do not go home tonight without talking. We can't save you. Listen, I know better than anybody in here. I'm just saved by the grace of God, by the love of God. But we can talk to you, and we can take you to God's Word, and we can show you how you can trust in Him as Savior. What will you do with Jesus? Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, you just stand there. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this time. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue with us and you will bless us, Lord, and that each and every adult in this place, each and every boy and girl, Lord, that they will trust in you as Savior. Lord, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through your Son. And Lord, we just pray that people tonight, Lord, that they will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and they shall be saved. And then, Lord, they can live for you. You'll see them pure and clean. And they can live for you for the rest of their lives and for all eternity in heaven. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to each and every heart tonight. For it is in your name we ask it. Amen. Let me flag back. Please go back to your seats. Thank you very much.